Sampling percussion from vinyl intros in drum and bass, in Ableton Live, beginner level. Let's go! Today you're going to learn one of those small techniques that makes a track instantly feel more real, stealing tiny bits of percussion from vinyl intros. Not a full break, not a full drum loop, just little count-ins, hat patterns, shakers, rim clicks, rides, conga taps, all that airy stuff that happens right before the band comes in drum and bass. Those fragments are gold because modern drum samples can be super clean and super tight, but they can also feel a little plastic. Vinyl intro percussion brings swing, grit, and human movement. The goal is to layer that vibe on top of your solid kick and snare foundation without turning your mix into a messy, flanning soup. By the end, you'll have a drum rack full of slices, plus a 16-bar drum idea around 174 BPM that rolls properly. And we'll do it mostly with stock Ableton devices. Alright, step 0, project setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's classic rolling territory and it's a great default for drum and bass. Now create three tracks. First, an audio track called Vinyl Intro. Second, a MIDI track called Perk Rack. Third, another MIDI track called Kick Slash Snare for your main drums. Turn on the metronome and set a 1-bar count-in if you like. And quick workflow tip. Keep the vinyl percussion separate from your main drum bus at first. You'll blend it later once it's behaving. Step 1. Import the audio and find the clean moment. Drag your vinyl intro recording onto the vinyl intro track. Now start hunting for a section with clear percussion transients and minimal melodic content. The best intros are often boring in a good way. A drummer doing 1 or 2 bars of hats before the band enters, or a steady shaker that just repeats. That predictable repetition is what survives warping and slicing. If it's cool but inconsistent, it might fall apart when you try to turn it into a kit. Loop a small region where you can hear the hats or shaker clearly, and adopt this mindset. You're not hunting a full breakbeat, you're hunting ingredients. Think tops, ticks, air, ghosts. Step 2. Warp it properly. This is where beginners win or lose. Double-click the audio clip to open clip view and turn warp on. If Ableton guessed a tempo, don't assume it's right. Set the seg BPM roughly near the original. Even if you're guessing, get it in the ballpark. For most percussion loops, choose beats warp mode. Set preserve to transients and use an envelope around 10 to 30 milliseconds. Short envelope equals tighter, more choppy. Longer envelope keeps more tail, more natural. If the percussion is washy like brushes, soft shakers, or a very noisy texture, try texture warp mode instead. Grain size around 20 to 40, flux around 10 to 20 is a nice starting range. Now, find the first strong transient you want to treat as the start. Right-click it and choose set 1.1.1 here. Then find where the phrase actually loops cleanly, often 1 bar or 2 bars, and adjust warp markers so the end lands on the grid properly. Here's your test. Solo the clip and play it with a metronome. If it feels like it's constantly late or early, or you hear obvious flamming against the click, stop and fix it now. Everything later depends on this. Warping is not the exciting part, but it's the difference between pro groove and why does this feel wrong. Step 3. Clean the intro, but don't kill the vibe. On the vinyl intro track, at EQ 8, high pass the loop to remove rumble. A good starting point is a 24 dB per octave high pass somewhere between 120 and 250 Hz. Sweep it up until the low junk is gone, but the hats still feel full enough. If you hear a lot of hiss between hits and it's distracting, you can add a gate. Set the threshold so it reduces the empty space a bit. Use a fast return and a release around 80 to 200 milliseconds. Don't chop the tails too hard, those little vinyl tails are part of the character. We're trying to control the mess, not sterilize it. Step 4. Slice to a drum rack so you can play the intro like an instrument. Right-click the warped clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transient, and create a drum rack. Now you've basically turned the intro into a percussion kit. This is the big mindset shift. Instead of being stuck with the loop as is, you can program it like DNB percussion. Step 5. Audition and curate. This is where your taste comes in. Open the drum rack chain list and start triggering pads. Some slices will be useless. Noisy overlaps, little melodic bits, weird stabs, or hits that don't sit with your style. Your job is to pick maybe 6 to 12 really usable slices. A tight closed hat, a slightly more open hat if you've got it, shaker ticks, rim or click sounds, maybe a ride edge, and maybe one ghosty texture hit that adds movement. And don't be afraid to delete a lot. A rack with 80 slices is a creativity killer. Put your favorites on nearby pads, like starting around C1, so it's easy to play and program. Also, a big time saver, Once you've curated something good, save the drum rack as a preset. Name it after the record and the rough feel, like Intro Perk Stacks 92 BPMs. Over time, you'll build your own keeper kits and you won't have to slice from scratch every session. Step 6. Tighten timing without killing groove. DNB needs tightness, but it also needs micro-human movement. You've got two main approaches. Option A. Keep the original feel. Program a MIDI clip that follows that original rhythm and let the vinyl timing give you swing. Option B. Build a clean grid and add controlled swing. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip on Perk Rack. Draw in a classic 1/16 hat bed to get that rolling momentum. Then open the groove pool and try swing 16-55 or swing 16-57. Apply it with timing around 30-60%, and a tiny bit of random like 2-8% just to avoid that machine gun feel. Now teacher tip, velocity is your realism knob. If everything is the same velocity, it's going to sound fake even if the samples are from vinyl. Try higher velocities on the main pulses like 80-100 and lower velocities on the in-betweens like 35-70. Those little accents are what make Tops feel like a drummer, not a photocopier. And one more super beginner-friendly groove tool, track delay. Instead of endlessly nudging MIDI notes, you can push the whole vinyl layer slightly late, like plus 5 to 15 milliseconds, to get a laid-back pocket, or pull it slightly early, minus 5 to 10 milliseconds, for urgency. Do this before you heavily compress, because compression can change how timing feels. Step 7. Layer with a modern kick and snare, because that's your foundation. On the kick/snare track, load your clean DNB kick and snare or your preferred break layer. Typical DNB placement. Snare on beats 2 and 4, kick often on beat 1, plus variations depending on your sub and style. Here's the blend rule. Vinyl percussion is air and groove. Kick and snare are impact and authority. If the vinyl tops start bulleting the snare, you've gone too far. Also, quick phase check tip, if you're layering vinyl hats with another hat loop, zoom in on a strong transient and listen. If the hats get thin and papery, that's comb filtering. Fix it by nudging track delay a few milliseconds, or try utility, and flip phase on left or right, or simply stop doubling every 16th and use the vinyl for offbeats and ghosts instead. Step 8. Process the percussion rack so it's tight, bright, and controlled. On Perk Rack, at EQ 8 first. High pass somewhere around 150-400 hertz depending on what you sliced. If the vinyl is brittle or harsh, you can do a small dip around 6-10 kHz, like 1-3 dB. Keep it subtle. Next, add saturator. Use analog clip mode, drive around 1-4 dB, and then trim the output so you're not just getting louder. A little saturation often makes hats feel more present without needing to boost highs. Then add glue compressor for gentle togetherness. Attack around 3-10 milliseconds, release on auto or around 0.1-0.3 seconds, ratio 2-1. Aim for 1-3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. If you're crushing it, you're probably flattening the groove. If you want, add utility at the end. You can widen slightly, like 80-120%, but be careful, super wide hats can smear and weaken the center. And keep the low end under control. Ideally, the vinyl rack has almost no real bass content anyway, because of your high pass. If harsh TSSS moments are still poking out, a nice stock workaround is multiband dynamics. Focus on the high band above roughly 6-8 kHz and compress that band gently. That's basically de-essing the hats without dulling the whole kit. Step 9. Make it roll in the arrangement. We're going to do a simple 16-bar evolution. Bars 1-4. Main kick and snare plus your basic vinyl hat loop. Bars 5-8. Add an extra offbeat openish hat slice, and introduce a rim click as a ghost note at very low velocity. Bars 9-12. Create breathing space. Drop the hats for half a bar every 4 bars, or mute the busiest shaker slice briefly. This is a classic DJ edit vibe and it makes the groove feel arranged, not looped. Bars 13-16. Mini fill into the next section. Take a rim or click slice and do a fast repeat at 1/32 for the last beat, or pitch down a percussion hit for a quick tape stumble feel. To build energy without adding new samples, automate something simple over those 16 bars, the high pass cutoff on the Perk Rack, or a small room reverb send, or even a tiny ramp in saturator drive. Keep the kick and snare stable. Let the tops tell the story. Optional pro flavor, if you want it darker or heavier, you can resample your Perk Rack to a new auto track, then warp and slice it again. Each generation adds character. Just don't destroy the transients. You can pitch down selective hits in simpler, like -3 to -12 semitones, to get Tom-ish, menacing perks. Keep hats mostly unpitched, or even slightly up for edge. For controlled aggression, make a return track called Perk Smash. Put Drum Buss on it, drive maybe 10 to 25, crunch 5 to 20, usually turn boom off for hats, then EQ after it and high pass 300 to 600 HC so you're not adding mud. Send just a little from your perk rack like 10 to 30% and blend it under. And for space, think tiny room, not huge reverb. A short room or ambience, decay 0.3 to 0.8 seconds, and high pass the reverb return above 400 HC. Depth without wash. Now let's lock it in with a quick mini practice exercise you can do immediately. Find one vinyl intro with a hat or shaker pattern. Warp it, slice to drum rack by transients. Curate exactly 8 slices. Make a 4-bar MIDI clip. Bar 1, simple 1/16 hats. Bar 2, add one offbeat open hat. Bar 3, add rim ghosts at low velocity. Bar 4, do a tiny fill at the end with a fast repeat. Process it with EQ8 high pass around 200 to 350 HE, saturator drive about 2 dB, glue compressor just 1 to 2 dB of reduction. Layer it over a basic DNB kick and snare. Adjust levels until it tucks in. When it feels good, export a 16-bar loop named Vinyl Perk Roller 174 BPM. Before you finish, do this 30-second self-check. Mute the vinyl layer. Does the beat still slap? If not, you relied on the vinyl too much. Solo the vinyl layer. Does it still groove? If not, fix timing and velocity. Listen for facey thinness when layered. If you hear it, nudge with track delay or change what the vinyl is doubling. Recap to close. Vinyl intros are perfect for realistic percussion that makes DNB feel alive. The winning workflow is warp, clean, slice, curate, program, process, arrange. Use beats warp mode for tight percussion, high pass to stay out of the way of the kick and sub, and keep dynamics intact. Add small changes every 4 to 8 bars so it rolls like proper jungle and DNB. This audio version is shortened for playback.